If you saw a red flag warning on your weather app the last few days, you are not alone. Parts of the U.S. from Minnesota to Massachusetts have been getting the alerts, which warn of an increased risk of wildfires. NPR's Rachel Treisman reports on what precautions you should take if you're in a warning area.
Red flag warnings mean that a combination of warm temperatures, low humidity, and strong winds will make it easier for wildfires to spread in the next 12 to 24 hours.
We tell people to exercise extreme caution if you're burning or plan to be doing anything with fire outside.
John Moore is a spokesperson for the National Weather Service. He says the agency works with local partners to issue warnings based on the weather and vegetation in each specific region. Red flag warnings can happen anywhere, at any time of year, but often correspond to fire seasons. And they're really meant as a heads up.
You don't want to start a bonfire or burn trash in your yard or doing those things that could lead to the spread of wildfire, like flicking a cigarette out of your window.
Red flag warnings are a cue to make evacuation plans and implement bans or closures and inform firefighters' decisions. Firefighters actually gave them their name, says Tamara Wall with the Desert Research Institute.
Literally, if it was a high fire danger at local fire stations, they would go and run a red flag up the flagpole.
Another type of alert, a fire weather watch, applies for up to 72 hours. It's a difference of timing, not severity. But that's not the case for events like tornadoes and hurricanes, which can be confusing.
Fire is a little bit of a tough one because unlike other warning watch products, we don't know if it's really going to happen. We can have all of the weather conditions, but if there's not an ignition, there's no event.
Wall and other experts are working with the National Weather Service to try to simplify its hazard warning system. She thinks labeling the fire risk as moderate or high would help.
And I kind of feel like if you keep things relatively simple, you'll do a better job of catching people's attention.
Of course, fire safety is worth paying attention to all the time. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.